In Great Hall, Bryony and Togus were helping to clear the tables. Vale began stacking dishes beside them. He looked puzzled.
Bryony, what's all the fuss about? Why's the feast stopped?
He asked.
Didn't you hear? Myrtle's ill. They say she's been poisoned.
Vale sat down, disbelief written across his face.
Poisoned? Myrtle? But why?
Togget picked up a great pie dish.
Aye, poisoned, master, though she m' alive, thank goodness.
Vale grasped Bryony's paw, his lip quivering.
Poor Myrtle, who would do such a thing?
Bryony watched tears pop out onto the young ferret's cheek. She hugged him, glad that he could show such tender feelings for the old hogwife.
There, there, she'll be right as rain in a day or two, you'll see. They never said any beast did it. Perhaps it was just an accident. Something got into the water jar somehow. Who knows?
The mousemaid felt sympathy for Vale. He looked so upset, she sent him off to bed. Myrtle was out of danger. Sister Wythe had administered the remedy, and Myrtle reacted favourably. After a further treatment of chamomile tea, she had fallen into a peaceful slumber. Later in Bella's room, a meeting was held. Abbess Merriam looked sternly at her friends.
There was no way that Wolfbane could have found its way into the kitchens, I'm certain. We must face this fact. Some beast put it there, possibly to harm Friar Bunfold. We have a poisoner in Redwall.
The friends looked at each other, shaking their heads at this announcement. Skipper Joe addressed Sister Wythe.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but this Wolfbane, do you keep any in your herb stocks?
The good sister pondered a moment.
Wolfbane? Yes. I did have some, though I don't think I ever found a use for it. Old brother Farrow, who used to be the herbalist, left it there.
Redfall nodded toward the infirmary.
I wager it ain't there any more. Go and take a peek, sister.
Wythe was away and back in a short time, crying.
You're right! It's gone!
Bella tapped her paws on the chair arm.
So, we've got a poisoner in the abbey. What's to be done about it? Nothing like this has ever happened before.
Jod the squiddle hare bowed elegantly.
Permit me, my dears. I'm afflicted with a wise old head on young shoulders, you know. Subterfuge is called for here, what? Leave it to us squiddles and otters, ma'am. I have a ruse or two up my sleeve that I wager will lay the villain by his or her paws before the summer is much older.
Redfall winked at the abbess.
Aye, old Judders might talk like a mole with a gavel of roses, marm, but you can trust him to solve your problem.
Abbess Merriam took paws into sleeves and bowed lightly, saying,
I leave it in your capable paws, my friends.